This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that these days, a lot of young jazz musicians attend music schools which value proficiency over style. Tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore did that. If those young musicians are lucky, they get their first recording contract before they turn 20. By that standard, 33-year-old Ralph Moore was a late bloomer. But Kevin says Moore's career shows getting a slow start can be an asset.
Ralph Moore came up in jazz the old-fashioned way, through years of apprenticeship with veteran band leaders. Starting in 1981, he worked for 4 years with pianist Horace Silver and has also done stretches with drummer Roy Haynes, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, and trombonist J.J. Johnson. Moore didn't record his first album as a leader until he was almost 29, practically old age in jazz nowadays. But because he worked for strong leaders for so long, Moore knows how to be one himself. His new album, Furthermore, on the Landmark label, is easily one of the year's best mainstream jazz records. One reason Ralph Moore's album is so good is that he coaxes strong performances from his sidemen. They include two of the young Turks of bebop, pianist Benny Green and trumpeter Roy Hargrove. Here's part of Hargrove's solo on Moore's tune, Hopscotch. That solo shows one thing that makes Roy Hargrove a trumpeter to watch. Unlike Wynton Marsalis and his many followers, Hargrove is attracted to the hot sound of Clifford Brown rather than Miles Davis's cool approach. This album also bears out something I've noticed hearing Moore and Hargrove live. The trumpeter plays better with Moore than he does in his own bands. This album is a better vehicle for Hargrove or Benny Green than their own recent albums are. Still, my favorite soloist here is Ralph Moore himself, not least because of his rich and brawny tone. By the way, the bassist and drummer there are Peter Washington and Kenny Washington, who aren't related. On most of the album, the drummer is Victor Lewis, the band's senior citizen. He was almost 40 when it was recorded. Ralph Moore, like other players who went through college jazz programs, isn't a totally individual player. On blues tunes especially, you can hear how much he's listened to John Coltrane's 1950s recordings. But you never get the feeling Moore is just skimming the surface of the style. He gets down in the dirt. Here's Ralph Moore on his 310 Blues. Ralph Moore has such a strong affinity for the blues. He even plays Neil Hefti's ballad Girl Talk as if it were a blues. Here's the tail end of the melody in the first part of his solo. Ralph Moore transcends his sources by putting so much feeling into his solos. He makes everything he plays sound like his own, whether it's borrowed or it's blue.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. Ralph Moore's new album, Furthermore, is on Landmark Records. This is Fresh Air.